We're going to bring on Mike Kliss at this point, our 9 News Broncos insider, who is on top of this, starting with his conversation with us on Monday. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us on short notice. You called it on Monday. You said 24 to 48 hours the Broncos would hire a GM. It would almost certainly be George Payton. Are you surprised not so much at the hiring of Payton, but the 6-year contract he is apparently set to receive?
Well, that, no, because for two reasons. One, Nick Caserio in Houston reset that market and made it 6 years. I mean, Caserio got 6 years and 30 with, you know, a chance to make up to 36.
Right.
John Snyder yesterday got a 5-year extension. He had 2 years left, so he got a 5-year extension at $7 million a year. And so the market for GMs went up considerably here in the last week. And when you add on top of that the Broncos ownership situation, where you don't know who's going to own the team in 2 years from
right.
Years from now,
right.
I think that was another reason why they needed 6 years. He's got a pretty good agent. I think they were insisting on 6 years to get the deal done. You know, he's got two kids. I'm not sure how old they are, and a wife, but they're from California. To make a commitment after spending basically your whole working life in the Midwest and out East, to make a commitment to Denver, Colorado, you know, I think 6 years was pretty much the working structure.
Couple of questions. Fans here, I think, are instinctively leery because the last two coaches the Broncos hired had never been head coaches before. And the record coming out of those two coaches, 2 years for Vance Joseph and 2 years so far for Vic Fangio, has not exactly been overwhelming. 23-41. Why should fans have confidence that a first-time general manager will be different from the last two first-time head coaches?
Well, I'll just, I'm not going to say whether or not they should be confident. I'll tell you why they went with Payton. First of all, they kind of split the difference on that. They split the difference on the experience part. They had some, young, energetic, big idea guys as candidates, and Ziegler and Kelly and Fontenot. And Fontenot, it sure sounds like he's going to get a job somewhere.
Yeah.
And he was a couple chairs removed from the big decision making. It's Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis. And then, barely on the inner circle just this year was Fontenot. With Payton, he's been making decisions along with Rick Spielman with the Vikings for 14 years, and before that, they were together with the Miami Dolphins and Chicago Bears. So they've been working hand in hand, and Payton has done a lot of the GM responsibilities here for years and years. As for not getting someone who had experience before.
Yes.
The two guys that were in the market, Rick Smith.
Yep.
And Thomas Dimitroff, right. I think the feeling was both of those guys had done it for a long time. Both of those guys had, in the end, lost their way as far as the successful team building. And so, you know, do you get someone with experience but ultimately failed, or do you get a guy who you hope, you know, you want the potential to hit a home run a little bit? And the other thing is hunger. You know, when you've done it, it's a grind. The stress, it is a real body and mentally and emotionally exhausting drain. And you want to get someone who's a little bit fresh with a little bit of a fire in his belly to get it done. And so Payton's been the number one or two candidate for these jobs the last 3 or 4 years. You know, the Broncos finally got, finally had it all match up with him. and it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say on all the reasons. I know the location of Denver to his hometown roots of L.A. after spending all his career in the Midwest, that was appealing to him. I don't think the roster is bare, especially on offense. He's going to have to get some cornerbacks. I think that's going to be a priority. And I do think, given the Vikings' record, he's going to look to see what he can do about getting a top-tier quarterback. That doesn't mean Drew Lock won't be the quarterback in 2021, but I think he's going to look to see what he can do there.
I take it you mean look more likely at a veteran as opposed to someone you might draft with the ninth pick?
Either one.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you would think he'd have a strong opinion on Matthew Stafford, though, right, Mike? I mean, he's been in the same division with Stafford for years and years.
Yeah.
You would think, among other things, he'd have an especially strong opinion on Stafford. No idea what it is, but it would be a strong opinion, you would think.
Yes. And, you know, I know Stafford wants – the thing about Stafford is he does want out of Detroit from everything I've been told. I don't know if Detroit's going to let him go, but Matthew Stafford wants to go. And I would not be – that's going to be the question. It's speculation right now.
Right.
But I think the possibility of the Broncos going after Matthew Stafford is stronger today with George Payton as the GM than it was a week ago.
Yeah.
With John Elway as the GM.
Makes sense. And speaking of John Elway, who made the final call on this? You're plugged in as well as anybody. We know Ellis was involved. Elway was involved. Maybe Fangio was. You can clarify that for us. But who in the end made the call on George Payton?
I think in the end, Elway made the call. I think Joe Ellis had influence. I do know this. From what I understood of the process, there was no ifs, and buts about it. Fangio wanted Payton. That was his number one guy, the experience. And you can see that. Fangio's been in this league for 35 years. He knows what experience means. These other guys were kind of young whippersnappers. Fangio is more inclined to go the conservative route, someone who knows what he's doing. He's going to be able to hit the ground running, knows everything about how to be a GM, someone he can work with. And I do think Fangio preference had great influence on this pick. And so, I think it was... I think they were all in agreement, and I do know Joe Ellis very much wants diversity up there, and I wouldn't be surprised if George Payton's right hand man is a diversity hire, who is also qualified for that job. So that's going to take another few days to sort out. Payton, I think, is going to get busy on the phone right now, and. First of all, he's going to interview the guys. There'll be some diversity hires here.
All right.
Along with George Payton moving forward.
I asked this question of Cecil and let you go on this. Among the issues that the Broncos must confront, I know they've got to hire someone as assistant general manager, director of player personnel, whatever the title turns out to be, the Broncos, George Payton, okay? But of all of the personnel-related issues, which do you imagine would be the most important, the number one priority for new general manager George Payton?
Quarterback. And cornerback, you know, you could say quarterback and cornerback. They need to pick up a couple cornerbacks.
Sure.
That's a real deficiency on this team. But sorting out the quarterback, whether it's Locke, whether it's a veteran, whether it's you know, that number nine pick.
Yeah.
If you're the GM and you got a number nine pick, you're awful tempted to build your franchise around your new young franchise quarterback.
Sure.
He's got some interesting decisions. But Drew Lock, I think, will be with the Broncos next year. But Drew Lock is not going to be the only one who gets the car keys to the offense like he did last year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a safe assumption. Would also be safe to assume, I said one more question, but this is a natural follow-up, that given Peyton's experience, that the quarterback would be one who has been a starting quarterback in the NFL before, more likely than not, and maybe the cornerback issue, which I agree with you, is a pressing concern. That's something you can use the draft to take care of.
Yeah, probably so. And, you know, and on top of that, you got Justin Simmons, Von Miller.
Oh, yeah.
Kareem,
oh, by the way, yeah.
Kareem Jackson,
yeah.
Jarrell Casey, A.J. Boye, Bryce Callahan. All these guys that are good players but are now on the other side of 30. Callahan is 29. He'll turn 30 in October. But you know, he's not that much. It's at $6-7 million, but that's $6 or $7 million for 10 to 12 games if you're lucky. And I think they got to rebuild the defense, and it'll be really interesting what they decide at quarterback. There's going to be a lot of discussion that they should not give up on Drew Lock. That Drew Lock, after one full year of development, is better than a Matthew Stafford at 34 going forward now. That'll be an interesting decision. But the one thing that I keep going back to, Sandy, is Case Keenum went 13-3. You know, he came out of nowhere. He went 13-3, had the miracle pass,
yep,
led him to the NFC Championship game, and they dumped him like he was Tim Tebow, and went after Kirk Cousins like he was Peyton Manning. And so that was very much an incremental upgrade, in my opinion. And yet they were close.
Yeah.
If George Payton thinks this roster is close to contending, and you could talk yourself into that. Talk yourself into that. You know, Cortland Sutton back on offense.
Yeah.
If you had the quarterback, that's maybe... maybe what he'll do. He's going to be interesting. But I think maybe Drew Lock, it's 50-50 now that he's, I wouldn't put it at 40-60. I'd put it at 50-50.
Yeah, I would too. I thought before all this 60-40 that he's back, I'd say, I wouldn't say 40-60. I'd split the difference. I agree with you. 50-50.
Yeah. But I also would say it's maybe less than 50-50 that he starts all 16 games next year.
Yes. He didn't do that this year. He's never done that. Of course, there are a few guys who have never done that, as we all know. Mike, great job. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.
There he goes, our 9 News Broncos insider, Mike Kliss.